This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hello, Henrik. Thank you for having me on board. My name is Nicky Fries. I'm a growth consultant. I help SaaS companies, marketplaces, social companies, everything with software, growing within acquisition, retention, and monetization. Thank you again.
Nicky, how are you involved with user adoption?
Well, how I would like to approach this question is that many of the companies that I work with are pre or just post product market fit. And I like to measure product market fit by looking at their retention curves. So if users don't adopt the product that they are using, then there is no product market fit. And in my opinion, that is the single biggest task or the most important task for a company to solve at that stage. So if they don't have product market fit, in my opinion, they don't have to prioritize anything else.
Nicky, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
Well, let me start at one of the challenges. So I see one of the biggest challenges is that when people try to improve user adoption at a late stage in their product, then they tend to forget about the very first steps. What I mean with this is that if people never go through step one, so let's say that they have to input their name or their email, or they have to create some template or whatever it may be, then they will never get to step five. So there's no reason to improve it. Step five, if they don't even go through step one, if it makes sense. And then one of the biggest successes in user adoption, as I've seen, when the company is super focused on user feedback and a high engagement rate and a long-term retention rate that is also above their industry average, at a minimum, at least. If you kind of tend to map out your user journey, and if you tend to focus on some of the later stages, so let's say when you want your user to go into some kind of habit. So take an example for a product like LinkedIn. If LinkedIn just focuses on for their users to create posts and create connections and all of these things that they want users to build habits around, and they forget about the very first steps. So the first steps that LinkedIn really want us to do when we sign up, just to come up with a hypothetical example, is that they want us to fill out our user profile. When we fill out our user profile, then LinkedIn has a much higher chance of actually showcasing content that we care about, that interests us, and also suggesting people that we may know or that we may want to follow. So again, focus on the very first steps and forget about the later steps if it's about the user adoption solely that you want to improve upon and optimize.
Nicky, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
I would say that remember that the user adoption starts even before a user try or use your product. It starts with the marketing, the landing page, the app store. You are priming users to have certain expectations when they press the sign up or the download button. And if users expect to get started right away with no paywall and they experience a paywall, then they will naturally become very frustrated. So prime your users with the intended experience and build thereafter. That is really one of the advice that I would like to pass on here today. So remember, it starts even beforehand.
And Nicky, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Yeah, so I tend to be quite active on LinkedIn and have a great handful of my posts on user adoption there. So feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn, follow me, DM me if you want to. Otherwise, you are very welcome to check out my own podcast, Out of Growth, or my website, nicqi.com, to learn more about what I tend to do with my business. And otherwise than that, I would just like to thank you, Henrik, so much for having me on board today. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Nicky.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.